Chapter 36. The empty corridors were faintly unnerving. Before the alarms had gone off, the security center had been a bustling, lively place. Now the moving walkway rattled hollowly in the deserted main corridor as the hardliner escorted Charlotte to the security center's command post. They stepped off the end of the walkway in front of a bank of 7 lifts. The 2 at the far end were big service shafts. Security personnel were struggling with large flatbed drones loaded with bulky machinery, trying to fit them through a service lift's door. They were the first people Charlotte had seen since leaving Lloyd MacDonald's office.
"What's all that for?"
she asked the hardliner as they waited for their lift.
"Cutting gear by the look of it," he replied.
He'd been polite the whole time, naturally, his eyes switching between her legs and her face. But he didn't know what was going on any more than she did. Nothing good, she knew, not with those alarms going off. The lift arrived, and they descended. There were 3 guards outside the command center's door, all of them armed. He had to show his card to a cyberfax one of them carried before they were allowed through the door. Inside was a big circular room with rings of consoles, large flat screens round the wall, a giant cube at the center of the vaulting rock ceiling. She picked up on the current of worry infecting all the people sitting behind the consoles, their serious faces, strained voices.
"Over here."
Her hardliner gestured at a glass-walled office. She could see Victor, Sean, and Lloyd inside. Just as she got to the door, she saw Fabian's face on a phone flat screen. Her legs almost faltered. Then Victor's expression registered. She wanted to turn and run.
"Fabian here has just told us that the pair of you managed to convince Pavel Kirillov to come up to New London," Victor said.
"Yes," she whispered.
"I don't bloody well believe this. You let him know you survived the Colonel Maitland, and then invited him up here? He will do anything to obtain the generator data, including ripping it out of you. And I do mean rip."
"Kirillov started all this," Fabian shouted from the phone speaker. "My father is dead because of him."
"And Julia Evans told you quite plainly that he would be dealt with," Victor said.
"Oh, sure, sometime,"
Fabian said petulantly.
"What's that supposed to mean?"
"We did it so we could be certain," Charlotte said.
"What do you mean, certain?"
"You didn't seem interested. I thought, well, I wanted to be absolutely sure Pavel Kirillov was dealt with. Dmitry Baronsky was killed too," she added lamely.
"Didn't you listen to a word said at Listel?" Victor demanded. "We have got other, more urgent problems right now. Third-rate crime lords have to wait their turn. But we would have got round to Kirillov. Nobody screws Event Horizon about like he's done and gets away with it. You were given Julia Evans's word on it. What more do you want, a thumb-printed contract?"
Charlotte rubbed her bare arms, suddenly chilly in the air-conditioned office. The disgust and contempt in Victor's voice was almost unbearable.
"Just one shot from a strategic defense platform," she pleaded. "That's all it needs. Pavel Kirillov is going to call me before his spaceplane docks. We'll know when he's in range."
"No, he's not going to call you," Lloyd said. "And we're not shooting anyone right now. We can't, thanks to you."
She gave him a fearful glance.
"Screen 6, he said, and pointed through the glass.
The Delta Wing spaceplane was inside the lip of the southern hub crater, hanging below the docking spindle. Small blue flames stabbed out of the reaction control nozzles, lining it up for a landing on the crater wall. 2 sets of doors had hinged open on either side of the dorsal ridge. Black thermal dump panels had concertinaed out and folded back parallel with the wings, making way for silver dishes and framework racks to rise out of their recesses. Charlotte peered forwards. There were squat cylinders nestling in the racks. Their front ends were like insect eyes, a multi-segment hemisphere of black chrome lenses, a large bell-shaped nozzle protruded from the rear. Now she knew what to look for. She could see the gold foil-covered boxes of lasers on telescopic arms rising above the dishes.
"That's Kirillov?" she asked.
Her voice had become a croak.
"Oh, no," Victor said. "Kirillov is still on his approach phase. That's Leo Reiger. You remember him? The 2 of you almost met on the Colonel Maitland."
She bit her lower lip, fighting the tears building behind her eyes. Nothing, nothing she ever did turned out right. The office's terminal bleeped. Lloyd picked up a handset and listened for a few seconds.
"It's Leo Reiger,"
he said. He says he wants to talk to Julia.
Talk to him, Sean, Victor said. Stall him if you can.
Lloyd opened up the communication circuit. The flat screen remained blank. Charlotte edged well out of the camera's pickup field.
This is Governor Francis, Sean said.
Where's Julia Evans? Leo Riger asked.
Unavailable. I'm all you're going to get.
Okay, Mr. Governor. You and I need to come to an arrangement. You have no docking clearance, Mr. Riger, and I'm not authorized to make deals. Never learn, you people, do you? Your SD platforms are fucked. Otherwise, you would have snuffed us 10 minutes ago. We're coming in. Now, how much damage we cause to that very delicate biosphere of yours in the process is down to you.
How so?
I want Charlotte Fielder.
Charlotte let out a soft moan. The sound of her heart pounding was very loud. All the glass walls of the office were suddenly rushing towards her. Hands clamped round her upper arms, guiding her into a chair as her legs buckled.
Have her brought to the docking bay, Leo Riger said.
Never heard of her, Sean said.
Wrong. She's been on a bit of a spending spree in your shops today. She's up here. Find her and bring her to me.
Otherwise,
we come hunting for her. And you know me, that will become very messy, guaranteed.
What do you want her for?
She knows where to find something I'm looking for.
Don't,
Charlotte gulped.
I don't.
Lloyd knelt down beside her.
Shush,
he said softly.
It's all right.
His arm went round her shoulder. She hated herself for being so weak, especially in front of Fabian.
She tells me where it is, and I pick it up, said Leo Riger. Then I leave. Nobody comes to any grief that way. Simple.
Sean looked helplessly at Victor. The security chief threw his hands in the air.
We don't hand people over to tech mercs, Sean said.
I suggest you refer back to Clifford Jepson if you want to know where the source of atomic structuring is located, yes? There was a brief pause.
Gotta hand it to your people, said Leo Riger. You're well plugged in. So you know what'll happen if I don't get that little fuck dolly. Think about it. You've got 5 minutes.
Victor's fist came down on the desktop.
Bloody hell! Why hasn't Clifford Jepson briefed Riger on how to contact the alien?
Do you want me to recall the crash team back to the airlock complex?
Lloyd asked, anxiously.
Looks like we'll have to, Victor said. Do we know if Riger's space plane has a data link with any of the geosync communications platforms?
I'll get Bernie to run a check on their data traffic, Lloyd said.
Do that. If not, we'll offer to plug him into Jepson direct.
He'll want to know why you're making that kind of offer, yes?
Sean said.
Yeah, Victor growled. Maybe we can spin him something about not being able to find Charlotte. Hell, we've got to give him something.
Lloyd picked up a handset, then frowned.
Now what?
Charlotte turned to look into the command post. There was a commotion round one of the consoles, its operator shouting into his headset mic. Two supervisors stood behind him, leaning over his shoulders. Lloyd raised the handset to his face.
Bernie, what's going on?
Charlotte instinctively checked on the space plane. The undercarriage had unfolded. As she watched, it touched down on the crater wall. The wheels blurred with speed.
There's someone in the docking complex, Lloyd blurted.
Not one of my people, Sean said.
They were all taken out.
I wonder,
Victor said thoughtfully.
Lloyd, put the intruder on the screen.
Lloyd muttered into the handset. The desk terminal's flat screen lit up. It was another of the southern NCAP's interminable stone-walled corridors. Someone was walking along it, dressed in a blue maintenance division jumpsuit.
Run an ident check on him, Victor said.
Lloyd typed hurriedly on the terminal keyboard. The spaceplane had finished its acceleration run. Its nose began to turn in towards the southern NCAP.
Got him,
Lloyd said. Victor bent over to scan the data flowing down the flat screen.
His name is Talbot Lombard, Lloyd read. Aged 41. Got his communications technology degree from Hamburg University. Came up to New London 8 years ago. Employed by Globecast. Worked setting up their franchise in the southern NCAP. Fired 7 years ago for pirating programs. His return ticket was never used. No record of further employment in New London.
A celestial apostle, Victor said. One who'd know all about Clifford Jepson's arms trading.
And how to get in contact.
You think he's the interface?
Has to be, Victor said. And he'll take Leol Riga straight down into the caves.
If Riga doesn't shoot him first, yes, Sean said.
So cynical,
Victor muttered with a grin. He straightened up, pointing two fingers at the big flat screen outside, and shooting.
Got you, Riga.
What about the Dolgon-Pradensky spaceplane? Sean asked. They're due to reach us in another 10 minutes.
I'll call Pavel Kirillov, Charlotte said. If you want, explain that I haven't really got the generator data.
She thought of facing that cold clinical expression again, and shivered, but she desperately wanted to do something right, try and repair a little bit of the damage.
I think it's a bit late for that, Victor said.
That's not the answer anyway,
Fabian said. She heard the old sneer in his voice.
No?
Victor asked.
Course not. It's simple, stupid. This is your story. The second spaceplane is assaulting New London. It's already knocked out your defences, and the governor officially requires assistance in dealing with it. So call Greg's Russian general friend, the one that's authorised to use the Co-Defence League's strategic defence platforms, and explain exactly who's inside that spaceplane.
Charlotte watched Victor and Lloyd exchange a nonplussed glance, then gasped. On the big flat screen behind them, black, armor-suited figures were emerging from the spaceplane and bouncing in long steps across the crater wall towards the docking complex.